Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. What a blessing it is to be present and accounted for. Yes, present in the house, in the house, in the presence of God, huh? Yeah. In His presence. That means you could be sitting on your porch. You could be sitting in your cabana. You could be out on the pond fishing. You could be sitting on the beach. Think about all the places where you could be in the presence of God. Think about it. And then ask yourself, why am I not doing that? Why am I not doing it? Why? We just thank God today. We thank God for His mighty acts. Yes, His mighty acts of protection. We just thank God for everything that He does in our lives. And we could see it. He is allowing us to see. He's taking off the blinders. And we can actually see the revelations. Glory to God, huh? Yeah. We thank Him. We thank Him for this day. We thank Him for this moment, this opportunity. Yeah, that He has given us. Praise God. Yeah. What a mighty God. We thank Him for His Son. Yes. His Son is Jesus. Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue must confess that He is Lord. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking You, God, for this moment, this opportunity that You have given us, oh God. We are grateful, God. We are grateful for life itself. We are grateful, God, for Your touch, oh God. Oh, Master, we are grateful. We thank You for Jesus, oh, God. We thank You, God. Had it not been for Him, where would we be? Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. We thank You, God, for our listeners, no matter where they are. We thank You for their listening ears, oh, God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, that You not only allow them to listen and to hear, but let them become doers of Your word, oh God. Yes, doers. Begin to do the things that You require them to do. Yes, yes, yes. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus. So bless us, God. Bless us in the area that we stand to be blessed. Yes. Bless us, God. Bring us to a place, oh God, that we will desire to be in Your presence. Show us how to repent, oh God, of anything that is not like You. Show us, oh God, how we can come up under Your covenant, oh God, Your covenant agreement, Master. We ask You, yes, to bless us, God. To look upon our communities, Master. Look upon our leaders, God. Oh, Master, we ask You for leaders, oh, God. Help us to have good leaders, Master. We ask You, help us to have those who can be an example and can take a stand. And let it be a real, genuine stand. Oh, God, we ask You now to look upon our fathers, our moms, oh, God. Help them, oh, God, to be who they should be in the eyes of You. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to grant us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God, that only You can give us. We ask You right now in the name of Jesus to look upon our seniors, God. Look upon our seasoned seniors, God. We ask You to continually hold them up and to bless them also. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we thank God We're going to thank him in advance for all that he is doing, all that he has done, because he is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is God. Yes. Yes. We give him praise right now. And we thank him for you, you, and you. And we thank him for everything that he does to clean us up, to wash us, to hose us out, to purge us, to prune us. Hallelujah. We thank him. Sometimes it gets rough. Sometimes it don't feel good when we're getting clean, when we're getting chastened. But we thank him anyway, because we know that he's working it out on our behalf. Hallelujah. Can I get a witness? Can I get an amen on that? Somebody. Glory to God. Yeah. Yeah, we just thank God. We thank him. We thank him for everything that he does. Everything that he's doing in our lives today. Yes, we know that we have been talking about blessing. This is what we've been talking about, and we have one more week of talking about blessing. And we have just been enjoying it. It's been a treat, as well as a lot of wisdom, a lot of understanding. You know, that's what he says. Above all, get an understanding. Get an understanding. Yeah, make sure you get that. Yeah, we have really learned that we can't go and buy a blessing. Blessings are not for sale. Many of us who have plenty of money may want to get a blessing of a healing, or may want to get some other kind of blessing in a contract or something that you think you can go and buy. Well, you can't buy a blessing. Blessings come from God. And he gives out the blessing. Yeah. He takes care of his children. Yes. He is an almighty God. Yeah. And we thank him. We thank him for the Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes. We thank him for the Holy Spirit. Now, the question tonight should be, what is the importance of a blessing? And, you know, we've been talking about blessings, and we have been doing a lot of, I hope, a lot of looking and searching and seeking, even in our own personal lives. So here we see the blessing of a father to his son. It includes words of encouragement. Words of encouragement. How many of us could stand just to be encouraged, just to hear, son or daughter, you can do it. You have the ability. Yes, you are more than a conqueror. How many of us could stand to hear that? Yeah. The details regarding each son's inheritance. Inheritance. Something that is left behind when we are no longer here on this earth. An inheritance. Yes. Mm-hmm. And a prophetic word concerning the future. Someone prophesizing to you and letting you know that greater things you can do. Yeah. Greater things you will do. Hear those words. Look at this. For an example, let's turn real quickly to Genesis chapter 28. Genesis chapter 28. We're going to start off with verse 1, and I'm going to try to go a little quickly. And it says, when Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and direct him, he says, you must not take a wife from the Canaanite women. Now, this is a detailed instruction. Detailed, that's it. There's no wishy-washy, I'm trying to decide, I'm not sure, but I think, no. None of those. None of those conjunctive toil. None of them. To the point. He said, no. Do not even look over there. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Don't even look that way. Isaac, the father, speaks to his son. Mm-hmm. He expects him to obey. Now, the only thing about this, even in this particular blessing, we know, who those of us who have studied this in depth, know that even though Isaac is giving out this blessing, one of his sons, who is Esau, is the one who should be getting this blessing, right? Yeah, we know this. Yeah. We know that there has been a trick that has been somewhat tricked in this whole scenario of this blessing. But the blessing still goes forward. That's the thing I want you to understand. The blessing will still go forward, even though some underhanded activity had actually taken place. Yeah. Look at this. It says, so Isaac the father speaks to his son. He expects him to obey. He doesn't expect him to have any type of what we call back lip or back talk. If the father said this is where he wants you to go and this is what he feels you need to do, he does it. Verse 2 says, arise. Mm-hmm. He said, go to Panah Arah, to the house of Bethuel, your mother's father, and take as your wife from there one of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. So what he's actually saying to him here, and be careful and be mindful of what's actually going on. He said, mind you, parents, we all want the best. And this is the truth. We all want the best for our children. Mm-hmm. Nothing else will do. Only the best. Now, how many parents out there could actually say to me, oh, that's not true. I'm not interested in my kid having the best. They could have seconds, or they could have the crumbs, or they could have the leftovers. No, we want them to have the best. And that's what we encourage them, to strive hard, to work hard, to achieve the best. Yeah, we often hear it. The instructions have been laid out. He says to go. Yeah, go. He didn't say sit. He didn't say tarry. He told him to go to this house. Mm-hmm. And this house was where his mom, Rebekah, family came from. This was their home. Yeah, this was their home. Yes. It was there. Yeah. It was there. It was, as he was told, his father told him to go and find a wife. His father had outlined where he should go and meet this daughter-in-law. Yeah, right. He was to go to the house of his grandfather and marry one of his uncles, Laman, one of his daughters. Are you listening to me? So God Almighty blesses you and make you fruit. This is what he's saying. He said, God Almighty blesses you and make you fruitful and multiply. Bless you and make you fruitful, you that you may become a company of people. Verse 3 says, notice, how detailed this instruction, these instructions are. Notice, I'm going to try and go a little quick. May God Almighty bless you and give you many children. 2, and may your descendants have great assembly of nations. 3, may God bless on to you and your descendants. The blessings be promised to, listen to this, Abraham. 4, and may you own this land. Listen to me. May you own this land where we now are foreigners, for God gave it to Abraham. Glory to God. Now, he wasn't there. The son, he wasn't there when this blessing was spoken to Abraham. But the father, glory to God, the wisdom of the father, if we young people would take notes and take heed and listen to what our elders are saying, take time and listen. Yeah, glory to God. He says, here we see clarity. Clearly we can see the importance of a blessing from the head. The head is giving out the blessing. Yes, even though this blessing, like I said, was not given to Esau, the one in which the father Isaac thought it was, the blessing still stood. It still stands. The blessing was very similar to Abraham's blessing, which was in Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Mm-hmm. And it says in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, it says, now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Obedience. Obedience. Nobody's talking back. Nobody's saying, I can't do that. Nobody. They're listening. They're taking heed. And they are moving. The Lord is speaking to Abram, and he is really commanding him to get up and to move out. Mm-hmm. Move out from your comfort zone. How many of us have a comfort zone, a place that we're so contented and we want to keep going back and forth to that place? Well, God is saying to get out from your comfort zone, from your comfort zone to this land that will be shown to you once you're out. Notice, he's not showing him the land now because he's still in. But once he gets in obedience, hallelujah, the land will be shown to him. Mm-hmm. Notice he did not tell him where the land was. He didn't say it. Verse 2 says, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Be a blessing. What is that? How can I be? You can be a blessing to someone else. Yes. The Lord is sincere about his promises. Yeah, he's sincere. Here he's saying to Abram, he will make a great nation through him. He didn't say a town. He didn't say a little village. And he didn't say he was going to give him a little small nation. But he said a great nation, huh? A great nation. And he also said, this is the key thing for me, he said he will make his name, listen to this, his name great, his name. Know that your name is important. Your name is very important. You want to remember the name of someone. Yeah, their name is important. So you should live a life where when your name comes up, it's good things that are said about you when they speak your name. Hallelujah. Huh? Hallelujah. It says, then he says he will do this so that Abram will be a blessing. He didn't say how, but that he, Abram would be a blessing. So God is saying in here that he wants Abram to be able to bless others. In the same way that he wants Abram to bless others, he wants to bless us. He wants to bless you so that you can bless somebody else. Oh, you're listening to me. The blessing is not for you to just hold tight in your hand. The blessing is not for you to just decide that you're not going to share. The blessing is not something that should be looked upon as selfish and ungiving. The blessing is to go forward. Hallelujah. The blessing is to multiply. Glory to God. Listen to this. Listen to this. Anybody. Anybody. Anybody can actually say, I don't want a blessing? Who can say they don't want a blessing? Verse 3 says, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonor you, I will curse. And in you, all the families, I said all, I didn't say some, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Glory to God. Now, you say, how could that be? This is God. He has the ability. This is God. He's awesome. Blessing. He said he's going to bless them. But anyone who curses you, he says, I will curse them. In and through Abram, all families on the earth shall be blessed. All families shall be blessed. Now you say, well, there is a way to be a part of the blessing. So the question is, what is the way to be a part of the blessing? What is the way to be a part of the blessing? Go to Numbers 6 and 22 and 27. I want you to bookmark that up, highlight it, and how can I be a part of the blessing? Numbers 6 and 22, and we hear this all the time. I've used it myself many times. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Abram and his son, saying, thus you shall bless the people of Israel. You shall say to them, are you listening to this? Listen, the Lord bless you, and he keeps you, the Lord. Make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. This is what the Lord is saying, that he's going to bless us. Now, how can I, anyone that's outside the sacredness, outside the body of Christ, anyone who don't know God in the pardons of their sins, anyone who is really walking in shaky ground. Shaky ground is the ground when you're not sure, you're uncertain, you say you may be saved, but you're really not sure. You know you did something when you were little, but that's it. You may have gone and said you wanted to know Jesus, but you're not really sure if you're fully committed. We're talking to you. Yeah, we're talking to you. We're going to take this time to just explain to you about how you can be sure. This is Aaron's blessing. Yeah. We want to, you really want to be sure. The older ones that I'm familiar with would say, make sure your ankle, make sure that you grip. You're going to be gripped to a solid rock. And this rock that I'm talking about is Jesus. This is the solid rock. This is the sure foundation. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is him. So in order to be under this, attached to this rock, in order to be attached, in order to be wrapped up, tied up, entangled in this relationship, we first have to go to him, and we have to repent. And when I say repent, I'm talking about a sincere heart, a heart of repentance, a heart that is calling on God, asking God to forgive me of my sins, to cleanse me from all unrighteousness, yeah, to wash me, yes, prick my heart, remove that stony heart, remove the heart of confusion, remove the heart that is unwilling to obey by the word of God. Remove it. And when I come to him, I'm coming to him in a sincere state, asking him to forgive me. To forgive me for all my sins, oh God. To renew in me the right relationship. Place me in right standing with you, oh God. Show me, oh God, how I can be a part of this blessing. How I can be under this umbrella. How I could be under. How I could be under the grace of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. How can I have this favor, this unmerited favor that I hear so many times people talk about? And only God, the God that I'm talking about, can come to your aid. Only God can wash us whiter than snow. But he only comes when he sees that we are sincere, with a sincere heart. Yeah. We're not just on display or just because we see someone else doing it. But this is our heart. Our heart is sincere when we come to him and we ask him to forgive us of our sins, to renew in us, renew, to bring us back to life. Yes, bring us back to life, because when we're outside of faith, then we're dead. So he can come and bring us this new life. He can bring us back to life. But this is going to be a life that's in him. Hallelujah. A life that's in Christ. A light is going to shine. Glory to God. We're going to actually come out of darkness. Darkness is no longer going to be in existence to us. Hallelujah. When we go humbly. Humble is the way. When we humble ourselves to an almighty God. Hallelujah. When we have a sincere heart, when we have a sincere mind, we have made a decision, a sincere decision, to follow him. Then and only then can we be a part of the blessing. That's how we get to be a part of the blessing. Do you want a part of this blessing? Do you want to be a part of the rock, huh? This solid rock. This is the rock that I'm talking about. A solid rock. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Master, we thank you for your blessing. Oh God, if anyone that don't know you tonight, for in the pardons of their sins, we ask you right now to help them to repent. Bring them into the blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. We look forward to having you back here on next Friday evening with us, Victorious Living, and on Sunday evening with God's Favorite Ministries, Pastor Vivian George. It is a joy. Live under the blessing. Oh, what a joy to know God, to know Jesus for yourself. Hallelujah. Go and be blessed.